Hey everyone, it's Omar, aka Omeezy here. Look, I've been short on time lately, so I haven't been able to keep up with everything going on in both the sports and pop culture landscape these days. There's a lot of noise out there, and most of it's overkill, so I've recently been listening to the new podcast called Over the Top. It's hosted by Michelle Beadle and Peter Rosenberg, and it's a fun Royal Rumble-style format that packs everything you need to know from the world of sports and pop culture into one weekly podcast episode. The way it works is, two stories enter, one gets tossed over the rope. Rinse and repeat until one final story from the news is left standing as the undisputed most important thing on the planet Earth that week. Give it a try. I'm about to play a clip from Over the Top. While you're listening, follow Over the Top on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Over the Top. Peter, what's our next challenger?
Well, Beadle, before we even get to our next challenger, it's now being reported that Aaron Rodgers is in fact targeting a mid-December return from his Achilles injury. Yeah, that was quotes. I did air quotes for Achilles injury. Was it what he said it was? Was it a sprained ankle? We don't know. Was it ivermectin? Horse tranks?
What's he getting injected to heal so fast, huh?
Somehow he's the only man that can come back from an Achilles like this. Either way, can I just say, as a guy who has to make his living talking about sports in New York City, thank you, God. Thank you.
Now we got at least 4 days more.
or at least four snaps more. I mean, can you imagine the level of pressure when he comes back?
But he doesn't care. Is there a more arrogant human being in the world? No.
It's a great point. I mean, yeah, by the way, if God forbid it were to happen again, well, what'll happen to poor Fireman Ed? I worry.
Man, the nights I've not slept wondering what Fireman Ed is up to and if he's okay.
You know what everyone always, that's why I always say WWFED.
WWFED. Nice.
Something like that. All right, speaking of New York quarterbacks.
Yes.
Our first topic of the second half, Giants new QB, Tommy DeVito, still lives with his parents. He says his folded laundry and chicken cutlets are waiting for him after games. Do we continue discussing the sexiest man on earth, Jason Kelce, or do we move on to Tommy friggin' DeVito?
Oh, the irony here is delicious. A man considered sexy and a mama's boy. I'm going to go ahead and carefully and gently, with all the love he's due, just place Jason Kelce ever so lightly over the top. Because as an Italian-born person and a woman who has Italian uncles and relatives, no, Tommy DeVito, no.
First of all, if it helps, I thought he said he folds his laundry.
No, he does nothing. Yeah.
So mom folds laundry and makes the chicken cutlets?
I know these moms. I've seen these moms. And the American version of the Italian mom, oh, it's even worse.
Hey, you know what? I would love to see Tommy DeVito get on a Jersey Shore reboot if this whole foosball thing doesn't work out. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Dude, he'd be great with Vinny.
Kidding me?
He'd be great. Crush the ladies, boys. Our next challenger. Not a joke. 18-year-old golfer, Happy Gilmore, has committed to play golf at Ball State. Do we continue discussing very public mama's boy Tommy DeVito or switch to Happy Gilmore, Peter?
I think we move on to Happy because the Tommy DeVito story is going to be such a, I'm not trying to diss the kid, but it's going to be such a, hey, remember that guy, Tommy DeVito? There's not a lot here. When I last looked at the Giants box score on Sunday, he had thrown for 37 yards in the fourth quarter. There's just not a lot there. So I say no more Tommy DeVito. Let's move on to Happy Gilmore. Over the top you go, Tommy. Ayo! Here's the main thing I've heard about the Happy Gilmore kid for a while. It's very, very cute, obviously, that his nickname is Happy, and he plays golf, and he's going to Ball State.
I don't like your tone. I don't like where it's going.
Hear me out. I don't care that much. Unless he gets on the pro tour and his putter is a hockey stick, I don't care. But it is a perfect excuse for me to bring up a scorching hot take that I think I'd make the case in 2023 that Happy Gilmore is better than Billy Madison. I might put it as number one on the Mount Rush of Adam Sandler movies. Thoughts?
Dang, dude. First of all, I just want to shout out, I love that people sort of in my generation and just below that had sex and made children are now naming their kids funny characters for movies that we love. That being said, that's a hot one. Happy Gilmore better than Billy. You know what? I want to argue with you. I really do. But if I had to pick one, I'm picking Happy Gilmore. And if I really had to pick one, I'm taking Wedding Singer. It's got everything. It's got laughs. I watch it every time. The thing about Adam Sandler movies, the good ones, I watch them anytime they're on. And then you throw in 80s music.
Yeah, and not for nothing, Billy Madison ends with a school shooting. Doesn't really age well in 2023. Whereas Happy Gilmore, it's happy times with Grandma, Chubbs Peterson.
Chubbs.
Happy gets to beat up the alligator who took Chubbs' hand.
Oh, no.
I'm always down for that. And by the way, and the girl from Happy Gilmore,
that's
put
true.
Her at number one on the list.
Who is that? Wasn't, Julie Bowen? Nice.
Isn't she with Pete Sampras?
No, that's Billy Madison.
Oh, it's Billy Madison.
Bridget.
Girls from, yes, you're right. Yeah.
God, you're
whatever.
Confusing your love interests.
I'm sorry. The price is wrong, bitch. I can't. Can you believe that happened, by the way? Anyway,
that's
all right.
Part two.
Okay, who is up next to take on Happy Gilmore? Oh, that's Jake Paul's music. Jake Paul's next opponent will be pro boxer Andre August. Do we continue discussing the greatness that is Happy Gilmore, both the Ball State golfer and the film, or do we move on to Jake Paul?
No, we're not. We will not do a Jake Paul story.
We did Logan last week. That's
we
enough.
Did Logan last week, and if I had to pick one that I can tolerate, it's Logan. Yeah. So I'm going to kick Jake Paul as hard as I can over the top rope. And
see
you know
you,
what?
Jake.
Yeah. Bye. Happy go. It's not even that I necessarily want to. I mean, he's so young. I wonder how many times he's seen the movie. Does he even appreciate the movie the way we appreciate the movie? Because who is Bob Barker to that Happy Gilmore?
It's a great point by you. And
right?
Did you know that when I did a little thing with the last 2K23 golf release, and in doing the little commercial thing I did, I got to hang out with Shooter McGavin.
Shut
and
up.
It was wonderful. Yeah, no, he's great.
He is great.
An awesome dude. I literally was talking to him about nothing but Shooter McGavin, and he's so not the guy who's like, excuse me, I've done other things. My name is Chris McDonald. I've done other things in
not-
my life.
No,
and
you
get
haven't.
This. And no,
he
no.
hasn't.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Guess, get this. On the same day that I was doing it, he was nominated for an Emmy.
For what?
For Hacks. Best Supporting Actor on Hacks.
He is good on Hacks. Okay, but can I say something? On Hacks, he's kind of Shooter McGavin.
He's got a little shooter. No, there's a little shooter there. But I just love that he doesn't take himself too seriously and loves playing into being Shooter McGavin because he understands what the part means to everybody. It's one of those forever characters.
And can we also say another thing? I just watched Dirty Work again the other day with the late, great Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
He's in that as well. And sort of plays a real estate version of Shooter McGavin. So
I love
can
it.
Make the argument.
And by the way, you can catch Shooter McGavin hanging out at a Midtown bar on a late weeknight, having himself a beverage. It happens.
Is that real?
I promise. Oh, yeah. That's real talk. Next time you get off a flight, high off your gourd from whatever you took to get here, stop by Midtown West. I promise you might find him around. He's in these streets.
You can listen to Over the Top early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.